Simon & Schuster Audio presents This Will All Be Over Soon, a memoir by Cecily Strong. Read by the author.
For Owen and Lita, my two favorite string beans who remind me to listen for the bird song and look for the daffodils. 1. March 24th, 2020. I don't know how to tell this story. I don't quite know what the story is, because I don't know when it starts or how it ends. Maybe the story started with the awful day in January when I got the call I had imagined getting for almost 2 years but believed and hoped I'd never get. Owen has been given hours. His tumor didn't shrink enough where they could start the new treatment Monday. They'll make sure he's in no pain. And he's surrounded by Ed and Laurel and Lita and his girlfriend Stacia and Sasha, his best friend since childhood. Soon he will go into a coma and then he will pass away. I kept saying, no, 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 no. I don't know how long I sat frozen on my bed making these guttural wailing sounds. At some point, I picked up my phone. I was in California. I was supposed to fly to Philadelphia the next day for a wedding. Owen was supposed to beat brain cancer. That night, I took moments to glance at the clock on my phone, wondering where in time and space was Owen. What part of his journey was he on at this particular moment? I suppose I have my own magical thinking that began in earnest this night, that Owen would somehow beat this too. I didn't know how, but if anyone could figure out how to beat time and space, it would be the smartest and most wonderful and bravest human I knew, my little cousin Owen. Maybe the story is a different story, and it starts at a Christmas party this past December with my friend Kevin. I'm a bit down, but we're having fun. At the very end of the night, I've had too many, and my new agent comes over. I don't know what we even talk about, but he insists, just come meet the guy over there with the mustache. The guy over there with the mustache is handsome. I almost say yes, but then I say no. I'm 35. I'm very used to being single. The majority of my male friends are gay. The two men I'm with at the table are gay. I think it's sad that everyone wants to set me up, like it's sad to look at me or something. I'm doing great. Okay, but I do like to smooch, and it's Christmas, and I feel cute in my outfit, so I talk to the man with the mustache. He's very cute. I have social anxiety, and I'm drunk and tired, so I have no idea what we talk about. He comes home with me. The next morning, I'm a little more shy. He's less shy. Can I give you my number? He asks. I hand him the pink flamingo pen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?